Have you ever watched a simple conversation spiral into disaster before your eyes? One moment, you're discussing project deadlines. The next, you're locked in a battle of wills. Hearts racing, defenses up. What just happened? The answer lies not in what was said, but in what happened inside your brain the moment threat replaced trust. Judith E. Glaser spent 3 decades unraveling this mystery, discovering that our conversations aren't just exchanges of words, they're neurochemical events that physically reshape our brains and bodies. When she coached Anthony, a difficult client, their relationship deteriorated despite her expertise. She saw him as arrogant and impossible. He likely saw her as incompetent. They created competing mental movies where each played the villain in the other's story, ultimately firing each other in mutual failure. This wasn't a communication problem. It was a brain problem. Within 0.07 seconds of contact, our bodies detect electrical signals from others up to 10 feet away, triggering instant friend or foe assessments. When conversations threaten us, the amygdala hijacks our executive functions, flooding us with cortisol that lingers for 26 hours. We stop listening to understand and start defending our territory. The gap between what we intend and what others experience becomes a chasm where relationships fall and die. Trust and distrust aren't opposites. They're separate neural pathways. When Catherine began responding with, "What do you mean by that?" and "How can you even think that?" her colleague Margot withdrew. Productivity collapsed. Catherine considered firing Margot, blind to how her dismissiveness had poisoned the relationship. Trust activates the prefrontal cortex, where empathy and strategic thinking live. Distrust triggers the amygdala, shutting down higher brain functions. A single dismissive comment can derail performance for days because cortisol lingers in your system. When trust is present, our brains create a conversational cocktail of oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin, chemicals enabling us to face challenges with optimism and creativity. The two least developed workplace skills reveal our struggle, having uncomfortable conversations and asking what-if questions. Without these abilities, trust remains out of reach. When Brenda was promoted to lead a cross-functional team, she brought her old playbook: clear instructions, tight control, relentless results. Within 3 months, fear replaced collaboration. Her limbic brain had retrieved past successes for new situations, a common trap that backfires. When trust erodes, we climb Glaser's ladder of conclusions. Bioreactions occur in 0.07 seconds, triggering feelings, thoughts, and beliefs until we reach conclusions where we block all other perspectives. At the top, we stop seeking understanding and start proving we're right. Brenda identified 2 people as the origins of her deep wounds, and relationships deteriorated until HR intervened. The trust model offered her a way back. Transparency means making threats visible without retribution. Relationships activate the heart-brain's friend or foe assessment. Through genuine connection, she transformed from power over to power with leader. Understanding requires seeing through others' eyes. Brenda realized her uncertainty triggered controlling behaviors. Shared success builds confidence that others will make aligned decisions. Testing assumptions allowed her to question her friend or foe judgments. The transformation was profound. "It's like something switched in my brain. I'm not attached to being right anymore." She shifted from I-centric to we-centric thinking, proving even severely damaged trust can be rebuilt. We carry conversational blind spots that prevent genuine connection. We assume others see what we see, when meaning actually resides in the listener, not the speaker. We interpret words through our unique experiences, creating different mental pictures, even in the same room. 3 conversation levels bridge these gaps. Level 1 is transactional. Tell and ask with minimal trust, exchanging information to align realities. Level 2 is positional. Advocate and inquire. With conditional trust, you advocate your position while inquiring about others' beliefs to influence them. Level 3 is transformational. Share and discover with vulnerability that signals willingness to be influenced. Which writing sample will achieve the best outcomes opens space for co-creation rather than defending predetermined positions. When threatened, we listen with threatened ears that distorts everything through fear. Words comprise only 7% of face-to-face communication, tone 38%, and nonverbal behaviors 55%. Level 3 conversations create neural coupling. Speaker and listener brains show identical activation patterns, enabling true understanding. Leaders often fall into the tell, sell, yell syndrome, repeating failed tactics while expecting different results. Our brains crave being right. Correctness triggers addictive dopamine hits that fuel argumentativeness. This creates alpha dominance cultures, where brilliance becomes arrogance, what Glaser calls the you stupid idiot syndrome, where leaders silence rooms without realizing their impact. The Clairol case study demonstrates this transformation. Facing plummeting sales, the sales VP initially embodied level 1 dynamics. Increase sales by 4%. Follow these scripts to the letter. After coaching toward level 3, he transformed. We need 5% growth to become category leader. I have thoughts, but I need your best thinking. How can we co-create this together? Executives shifted from protect to partner mindsets, operating from the trust checklist, being transparent, focusing on relationships, listening to understand, pursuing shared success, and truth-telling. The key shift was moving from telling, asking, to sharing, discovering, asking questions without predetermined answers while remaining open to influence. This transformation enabled Clairol to grow from $250 million to $4.5 billion in less than a decade, with P&G purchasing the company for $4.95 billion in 2001. Our brains assess trustworthiness in 0.07 seconds using hardwired instincts. When we experience fairness, ownership, cooperation, and open expression, our brains produce dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin, buffering stress and creating pleasure. Threatening interactions trigger cortisol that lasts 26 hours, which is why leaders must deliberately shape environments for trust. Physical factors matter. People holding warm coffee judge others as warmer than those with cold beverages. Round tables promote warmth, while table heads create authority. Handshakes release oxytocin, signaling friend, not foe. Establishing rules of engagement at meeting starts quiets the amygdala and engages the prefrontal cortex. During challenging conversations, disengaging, tactfully pausing meetings, allows participants to step back from their ladder of conclusions, reducing cortisol and creating space for broader thinking. The conversational dashboard reminds us, engagement either triggers self-protection, withdrawal, defensiveness, attacks, or partnership. In protective, I-centric mode, we focus on self-preservation. We-centric leadership brings us closer to others, enabling truth-seeking and building shared reality. Intentional practice regulating negative thought loops reduces cortisol by 23% while increasing DHEA by 100%. When conversations derail, three tools interrupt unproductive patterns. Reframing transforms difficulties into opportunities by changing context. Those who make mistakes are taking risks. That's how we learn. Refocusing elevates people from stuck positions by showing new connections. Redirecting moves them from emotional paralysis to new possibilities. Five leader shifts transform conversations, from fear to transparency by addressing threats directly, from power to relationship building by prioritizing connection, from uncertainty to understanding by focusing on others' needs, from need to be right to mapping shared success by becoming curious, from groupthink to group cohesion by sharing individual perspectives. Angela Arendt demonstrated this at Burberry, turning a languishing 150-year-old company into the world's fastest-growing fashion brand within 5 years. For Arendt, everything starts with trust. If trust is your core value, you hire accordingly. When I look them in the eye, I'm asking myself, do I trust them, and do they trust me? Without trust, we reveal less, expect more, assume the worst, and tell secrets. With trust, we reveal more, expect less, assume the best, and tell the truth. Every conversation is a choice. Will you trigger fear or build trust?